Rhiannon Giddens is best known as one of the founding members of the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Now she stepped out on her own. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia spoke with Giddens about her new work that she'll share in Charlotte tonight.
North Carolina native Rhiannon Giddens has a voice to be reckoned with.
What a boy. Where are you hiding?
Her debut solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, is a collection of songs that range from gospel to country and includes works made famous by Nina Simone, Dolly Parton, and Patsy Cline, just to name a few. She says she hopes the album will not only be enjoyable, but also an educational experience on American music.
I like the way that we start off with, you know, who's probably the most mysterious person on the record in terms of what we know about her, Geesey Wiley, her piece, Last Kind Word Blues, such an eerie, very otherworldly kind of blues.
The last kind words I heard my dad say, Lord.
And then, you know, we kind of go through people who've inspired me, you know, and just the different pieces of Americana and, you know, what has made up what roots, what we call roots music, and what these women, you know, how they were part of it.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love. Just like it used to be.
I get to a point where I'm working on a song where I shut off the original and I don't listen to it anymore. And I just let, you know, let it be. And I start thinking about what I'm going to do with it. And so when I'm in the studio, all of that sort of gone into, all of that work has gone into it. And so all I have to do is sing.
Our love affair is bittersweet, insecure and incomplete. And I've often wondered why you're leaving.
So there might be little pieces, you know, of Dolly in your ear when you're singing it, but it's not a conscious thing. You can feel the spirit of it, but like it is you doing it and you communicating the song so that people don't go, oh, she's trying to be Dolly Parton. That would be the last thing in the entire universe that I would ever want anybody to think that I was trying to be these people. It's just more like I was inspired by these people, and then how I do it is how I do it. Can't really control how people will take your record, but they will know if there is no point, you know. And you know, so that was an important thing because of all the different directions, to make sure that there was, you know, sort of an overarching idea.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are like some rosy fair, sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground where on he stands.
The first purpose of it is I want it to be, you know, a record that people enjoy listening to. But, you know, right under that is the idea of what American music may be, that it just, it just deepens the conversation about it. I'm very, very proud to be a North Carolinian, and it'll be fun to bring this back home and to say this is what I've been doing.
Rhiannon Giddens performs tonight at the McGlowan Theater. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.